We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 28. Truth will triumph. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20:15. There is a work for every individual who names the name of Christ. A voice from heaven is solemnly calling you to duty. Heed this voice and go to work at once in any place, in any capacity. Why stand ye here all the day idle? There is work for you to do, a work that demands your best energies. Every precious moment of life is related to some duty which you owe to God or to your fellow man. A great work of saving souls remains yet to be done. Every angel in glory is engaged in this work, while every demon of darkness is opposing it. Christ has demonstrated to us the great value of souls in that he came to the world with the hoarded love of eternity in his heart, offering to make man heir to all his wealth. He unveils before us the love of the Father for the guilty race and presents him as just and the justifier of him that believeth. There are vast numbers arrayed against the truth whom we must meet in presenting the light to others. Our hope is not in our knowledge of the truth and in our own ability, but in the living God. God's glory is at stake, and there should be decided effort as far as human effort is concerned, and living faith for the mighty God to manifest his power, else all will prove a failure. God defeated the enemies of Israel. He put their forces into disorder. They fled, they knew not whither. Who can stand before the Lord God of Israel? Now we are not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The Lord would encourage us to look to him as the source of all our strength, the one who is able to help us. When the God of Israel undertakes work for us, he will make it a success. Truth will triumph.